Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
What's good, everybody? Welcome into The Early Edge, your daily sports betting brand of record. We are powered, as always, by the almighty Sportsline, the best value in all sports betting. And a quick tip of the cap to all of you that continue to sign up day after day after day. We're building something, and we're building something special. Before I bring in the stars of the day, a great day turned into just a decent day, and a lot of that was because of me. But the morning show, amazing. Look at that. What is our motto? We're only trying to win more than we lose. We don't have any big-time expectations other than that. Early Edge in 5. Oh, my goodness. Giants score 4 runs. Reds and Diamondbacks score 8. That's what I was saying. Almost a fantastic day, but we never shy away. We never back up. What does our leader, the maestro, always say? On to the next. Let's bring in the stars of the show. And this is just, I mean, when I woke up this morning, I knew these three were going to be on the show. I just sat back and just said, what are we doing? What are we doing all day? Oh, first and foremost, it's a Wednesday. So his two favorite words, M squared, are what?
Day baseball. And you know what? I've got a bonus play today I'm going to give you later on. They just posted the line, so it won't be on the rundown, but I'm going to give you a second play today too. Let's do it.
Look at that. Look at that. You got to watch live. You got to watch live. All right. Live from Las Vegas, Sin City, baby. Zach Attack, Zach Simony. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Yeah, I had the red mark there yesterday with Jose Urquidy. First tough loss in a long time, probably back to college basketball. As a sports gambler, you would rather just have a regular loss because that one was painful. He had so many quick innings, just only 84 pitches through 6 innings, so many 2-strike counts, flirted with it when he had back-to-back strikeouts late and just could not get that 5th strikeout. I do think he had Marcus Semien earlier in that 3rd inning, but didn't go my way.
I would love to watch a game with you because the way you pick apart a win or a loss is fascinating to me. It's really fascinating to me. All right, finally, he is our leader. He is our heartbeat. He is the maestro. Larry Hartstein, good morning, sir.
Good morning, everyone. Special shout out today to Sheldon Roth of Scottsdale, Arizona. This guy has been betting on sports for 50 years. He's 86. He had some health setbacks recently, but he's on the mend. Sheldon, we're wishing you a complete and speedy recovery, and let's hit all of your bets today.
You're damn right, Shelton. Welcome to the Early Edge. Big time shout out. Thank you, Maestro, for that. Shout out to all of you in the chat that make this such a fun thing for us to do every single day. Don't forget, pound that like button for me, and then tell all your friends that we're here every single day at 10 a.m. Eastern Time and 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Early Edge in 5. It is time for storylines that could affect the betting lines today. And you heard Mikey. Mikey loves himself some day baseball. I love myself some weather. M squared, you're up.
Yeah, day baseball, a lot of weather today and tonight. 6 spots we're worried about, Miami and Philadelphia, plus 10% run scoring across the board. Chicago White Sox on the road in Detroit, plus 15%. Kansas City Royals on the road against San Francisco. Day game out there, going to be a little standard here, plus 10% whenever they're playing in the daytime. Oakland and Boston, a rare negative spot during this massive heat wave across the country, minus 10% in Boston tonight. Pitt and St. Louis, plus 20% across the board, including home run hitting. And then the big one, San Diego Padres on the road at Wrigley Field, plus 40% in terms of home run hitting and overall run scoring. One of the best, some of the best conditions we've ever seen at Wrigley Field today.
I don't even care what the pitchers are. I don't care what the lineups are. I'm playing the over. I'm playing the over. AB giving you a little tease there. All right, Mikey, thank you very much. Now, our man, the maestro, lately, during his little siesta from the show, apparently he is all over tennis now. He wants to kind of move in on M-squared turf. I'm here for it. Maestro, what do you got for us today?
All right. Well, my friend, the Venezuelan, we've given out four of his picks on the show, 3-1 plus 1.75 units. He has a look at something that's going to start in about an hour. So get this in if you like it. That is in the Queens Championship or Queens Club Cinch Championship. Basically, it's a Wimbledon tune-up. It's on grass. It's in London. And it's Jack Draper against Rusevori. Draper got an entry into the field, and he destroyed Taylor Fritz a couple days ago. Rusevori, back-to-back three-set matches, has been on the court over 6 hours compared to just 1 hour. We're playing Draper, and we're laying minus 156.
All right, so that starts in less than an hour. Again, you got to watch the show live. So many of you like to come in at 2 or 3 o'clock, watch it on demand, and then you realize, oh, those guys have already cashed two tickets before I even watched the show. Maestro, you're the man. Now, we still have a big NBA Finals that is taking 3 weeks to play, apparently. But that gives us more time to dissect said games. Zach Attack, you're up.
Yeah, every game in this series surprisingly has had the same spread pretty much between 3.5 and 4. And you just don't see that. I'm sure it's some type of record going into the sixth game tomorrow. And if you look at it a little bit further, I just think this spread is going to eventually matter, like Larry said. It has to, how tight this series has been or going into the sixth game. I think this is going to factor in going into tomorrow's game.
All right, keep that in mind. And I'm guessing it will be reflected in your picks coming up momentarily. All right, we have grown so big that before we get to our board for the day, we got to pay some of those pesky little bills. So let's have a word from one of our partners.
The all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from the dull work week and embark on an adventurous weekend with your family. With available H-Track all-wheel drive so you can take on the dirt trails and kick up some mud. Standard third-row seating so your whole family can experience the thrill together. Available dual wireless charging pads so no one gets stuck in the great outdoors with a dead phone. Learn more about the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for complete details.
And we are back. It is time for our board today. Don't forget Early Edge and 5, more storylines, more best bets for the night in sports. So we're going to go back to New York. The Mets have been great. They've been cashing for us. They cashed last night for the bullpen. So we're going to go Mets on the money line, plus 105. Why are they the underdog at home? Well, they're facing probably the National League Cy Young Award leader right now in Mr. Burns. But that's okay. He got knocked up a little bit, knocked around a little bit his last time out, and we believe that will happen again tonight. Mets plus 105. Then the Stanley Cup Finals, finally, or as my good friend The Rock used to say, finally, they are playing their series, I guess. All right, we're going to go over 6 because the Avalanche, all they do is score goals, but their defense is not great either. So we're going to go over 6 and then let them battle it out on the ice, and we don't care who wins in game number 1. All right, let's get to my cappers now. And you know when there's day baseball, and you know when he's on the show, and you know when it's a Wednesday. Oh, baby, it's one of my favorite things to do. So M squared, I believe it was Irish somebody in the chat that said Padres something all day. You ask, we deliver. You know the drill, son. Oh, I love U.S. Open Week. I love the NBA Finals, hockey, all of it. But I also love me a little team total. M squared, start us off, big boy. Give it to me.
Yep, we're taking advantage of the awesome hitting conditions at Wrigley. Padres team total over 5.5, minus 110. Truly believe this number should be 6.5. Going to be a great live betting opportunity, just like it was last night as well. If they do not score in the first 4 innings of this game, that number will drop significantly. We expect most of this to come in the middle to later portion of the game anyway against the Cubs bullpen. Love the Padres team total over 5.5. And then for the bonus play, lines were just posted for the Phillies game. It is the first game of the day. Love the Phillies on the first 5 run line. They need to be leading the game after the 5th inning. First 5, minus 0.5 run, minus 110. Love this spot for him. Kyle Gibson on the mound, going to shut the Marlins down just enough. Let's take the Phillies here, minus 0.5 run in the first 5 innings.
I love when my crew is thinking about you at home. A bonus play from our resident genius, M Square. Now, where do I go next? This is an embarrassment of riches, but we know who's going last. So, Zach Attack, it's down to you and me. I'm a polite man. I respect you so much. I will allow you to go first, sir. You're up.
All right, Coach. I'm going to go with our NBA Finals Game 6, Boston Celtics -4. Winner go home. I think they have a big response. I know they've looked flat the past couple of games. They've had their issues handling the Warriors' offense in the third quarter. In the past two games, handling their defense in the fourth quarter. They've got to make those adjustments to extend this series. I think they do. And when they've looked flat, they've had responses. We saw this happen against the Bucks, where they've had big losses and responded. We saw it after game one, where they came back and responded in a big way. Or game two, after they lost and responded in a big way, excuse me. And then you go back a little bit further. They have not lost three straight games since the end of 2021. So it hasn't happened in 2022. I think they respond big. You can lay this -4 with the Boston Celtics. And a little sprinkle on Jason Tatum, +375 for Finals MVP. Look, right now the odds are Celtics +300, +310, depending on where you shop. Why do that when you can take Tatum a little bit higher at +375 if they win game six? They can win game seven. This is pretty much his to win. You look at the way the other Celtics players have struggled towards the end of this series. Tatum's the only one playing pretty good right now. So unless he gets hurt or Jaylen Brown scores 50 points in back-to-back games, this is his award to get if the Celtics finish off this series.
Or, I hate to play devil's advocate, what if Steph Curry goes bananas in the final two games, the Celtics win, and then Curry gets it even on a losing team? That would be nuts. That would be nuts. Doesn't happen.
I don't think so. With the way the Warriors' defense has been, it's going to be Tatum or nothing. He's going to have to play like Kobe Bryant.
I do agree with you. Great storyline there. And pick from Zach Attack. It felt like a storyline. All right. I am up. It's time to cash with the coach. And here we hit 2 out of 3 yesterday. Didn't hit the Mets over. Still got the Mets game. I'm going to go 2 plays today, but a straight pick. And I'm going to with a parlay because I am sick and tired now that the books are getting a little bit sharper with the baseball lines. A lot of big numbers coming in, but we're going to beat the system. So today, I'm going to go with the Reds on the money line on the road in Arizona. They've got a great pitching matchup. Luis Castillo, 4 starts away from home this year. He's only allowed 7 runs. He's really good on the road. And the Reds have been playing better. And I like them today getting plus money, 3:40 Eastern time, day baseball. Then we're going to parlay the Dodgers on the money line, the Red Sox on the money line. You put those two things together, +131. The Red Sox are just better than the A's. The pitching matchup is what it is. But the Dodgers, Tyler Anderson on the mound. The last time, he wasn't great. But at home, he's been really good. Overall, he's 7-0. At home, 28 innings pitched this year, only 11 runs allowed. So let's take the Dodgers and the Red Sox. All they got to do is win, put them together, +131. All right. Now, he came back yesterday, and he wasted no time in cashing that ticket early. So, Maestro, what do we got today, big boy?
Well, the Braves have won 13 in a row, 11 times they've covered the run line. Strider, the rookie, is on the mound. He's held opponents to a 176 average. I know Juan Soto could be back for the Nationals. I don't think it's going to matter. This Braves offense, 17 homers the last 4 games, 32 in the winning streak. They get to face Eric Fetty. They've homered off him 10 times in just over 30 innings. His ERA against the Braves all time is over 10. I'm going to play the Braves on the run line, -115.
I love it. Don't forget his tennis play, Jack Draper. Makes me think of Three's Company back in the day. All right, I'm going to read this as an intro to the next man that we're going to bring on the show. I can guarantee you, I have never read this before in my life. Javon Jones says, AB, what's the price tag? I need that sports sign icon highlighted next to my name as well, pimp. Oh, snap. Well, pimp, show your face. Where's that big old fat smile that I love so much? There he is. So thankful. After ruining my flow on the early edge in 5 last night for the first time. And you probably should have because I went 0-3. What do you have there, sir?
Yep. So, you know, today, man, look, you take a look at Stanley Cup Final Game 1s. All right. We hinted on it yesterday. Since 2017, take away the COVID year, the weird year, whatever. Since 2017, Game 1s of the Stanley Cup Final, each one of them were 6 goals or more. All right. Even including the COVID year, we're 5 goals or more. And you look at the Colorado Avalanche, they've sat for 9 days straight. Well, Tampa went through that last series. their first two games in that series got blasted by New York, right? Like, sitting has not been well. We'll see if it helps. If it hurts, time will tell tonight. Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Did you want to do your other two plays, or did you just want to sit there?
Yeah. We're going to go with the Lightning. Going off of that nugget, we're going to go with the Lightning team total over 2.5 tonight. All right. Okay. Don't want to play the winner. Don't want to play any of that. Let's play Lightning team total over 2.5. The next two plays, we're going to go ahead and get ahead of it in the College World Series. Game one, take Texas on the money line, -135 against Notre Dame. We're also going to take Stanford game one on the money line, -115 against Arkansas. Those numbers, both of them, are going to shoot through the moon when people realize that these numbers are out on the books. They just don't know yet. So, yeah, Texas 135, Stanford 115, both on the money line.
Mark in the chat, I think, said it best when he said, Coach is ruining AB's flow, LOL. Does he really have a flow, though?
Hey, that Mark's a smart man.
Real quick, Maestro, let me come back to you. B-Man 5422 says, would you all play the over in the Braves game today?
I would look at the Braves over their team total. Not so confident the Nats are going to do their part against this rookie. He's incredible. I would look at the rookie over his strikeout prop, though.
Okay. Okay. Very good. There you go. You ask the question, we get to as many as we can. That's what we do here at the show. Big Cheesy 707 says, I want to be invited to the Sportsline Christmas party. Probably a blast. LOL. Well, guess what, Big Cheesy? AB's not even invited to the Sportsline Christmas party. So why would you be invited? No, actually, I would love to have Big Cheesy there. You can have AB's seat. All right. Grab your paper. Grab your pencil. Here is the recap. What a great, fun show today. And here's what my crew has for you. M squared, you heard about the hitting conditions. Day baseball at Wrigley. Padres team total over 5.5 -110. Zach Attack, going to look forward a little bit to tomorrow. Celtics, get it now. Jason Tatum, little sprinkle. Then the Maestros on two big plays. They Braves on the run line. And then he is our new tennis expert and the very secretive Venezuelan that's out there that keeps cashing tickets for us. Draper, -156. Maestro, the juice today?
It's worth the squeeze.
You're damn right it is. Now, if you're going to cash with me, Reds money line +107 on the road. I love that number. Then how about we put these two together? Dodgers on the money line. Red Sox on the line. I'm tired of playing run lines and winning by a run. We're not doing it anymore. Dodgers, Red Sox. Then from Sportsline itself, and if you're not a Sportsline member yet, what are you doing? You don't like having fun? You don't like cashing tickets? But most importantly, you don't like learning so you can use it for your own plays at home. I don't know. Mets on the money line, +105. Then Lightning, Avalanche. I encourage you to get this in now because when you open your book and it says 6.5, oh, that stinks. Then the AB pick three, not together, separate plays. Lightning team total for game one. And then game one plays, get them in now before they shoot up and the books understand what they have, as AB said. Boy, what a full day we have for you. We do not take it lightly. We take our research and we take our performance very, very seriously. But damn it, we love to have fun. So there's only one thing left to do, and I believe you all know what that is. You've got your marching orders. Let's take all of these tickets straight to the pay window. For my entire crew, I love them all. M squared, Maestro, Zach Attack, AB on the ones and the twos. I am the coach. Tell all your friends, you want to be valued? You want to be educated? You want to be included? Right here at the Early Edge. Good luck.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend? Or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.